Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Gahir Chisithi. The Five Tribes Committee on Review of Reservation Policy has withdrawn its boycott of all state government events after the state cabinet accepted its key demands. The decision came after a meeting held at Tseminyu District yesterday with the five apex tribe bodies, namely Au, Angami, Lotha, Rengma and Sumi, and frontal units. In a press release, the committee said the meeting appreciated the cabinet for agreeing with its representation to rename the Job Reservation Commission to the Commission for Review of Reservation and expand its terms of reference beyond employment. It affirmed that the committee and the five apex tribe bodies are ready to fully cooperate with the commission going forward. The Joint Coordination Committee JCC of the Nagaland State Service Associations has announced that its ongoing pen-down strike will continue after its first meeting with the State Cabinet Subcommittee failed to yield any resolution. In a statement, the JCC comprising Kensia, Fonsesa, NIDA, NSSA and NF and ASA said the meeting was held yesterday in the office chamber of the Chief Secretary in Kohima to discuss its demands regarding the selection of non-SCS officers into the IAS. Despite detailed discussion, since the Cabinet Subcommittee could not meet the JCC's demands, therefore it was decided that the matter would now be placed before the State Cabinet for a final decision. In view of this, it informed all departments and service associations that the strike will continue till further notice or till demands are addressed. The first ever Nagaland Influencers Summit 2025 wrapped up yesterday with a glittering gala night at the Heritage in Kohima. The event celebrated creativity, culture and digital storytelling. Tovi Kajimomi took home the coveted People's Choice Award.
Really grateful to Nagaland Influencer Summit for acknowledging and celebrating our effort and talents. I believe all of us here are encouraged and motivated. And I'm also grateful to our God, to my parents, to each and everyone who voted for me, and to all of you who supported me from day one. I'll aspire to live more responsibly and give my best at what I do.
Top digital creators across Nagaland were also recognized for their impact across categories including beauty, music, fashion, photography and social causes. The three-day summit brought together content creators, media professionals and young talents from across the state, highlighting the growing influence of digital voices in shaping culture and community in Nagaland. Today is Police Commemoration Day. On this day in 1959, 10 valiant policemen laid down their lives in an ambush laid by heavily armed Chinese troops at Hot Springs, Ladakh. Since then, 21st October is observed as Police Commemoration Day every year. Today, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will lay a wreath at National Police Memorial in New Delhi. Union Minister of State for Home Affairs, heads of Central Armed Police Forces, Central Police Organizations will also pay homage to the martyrs by laying wreaths. A joint parade of Central Armed Police Forces and Delhi Police will be held. The GST Bachat Utsav, announced by Prime Minister Narendra Modi and launched on the 22nd of last month, is benefiting people across all sections of the society. Today, our correspondent brings a report highlighting the impact of GST reforms in strengthening the country's healthcare sector.
The next generation GST reforms have provided significant relief to citizens and strengthened the country's healthcare sector by making medicines and other medical related products more affordable. The GST rates on 36 life-saving medicines used for treatment of cancer and severe chronic diseases have been exempted from the earlier 12%. The new GST rates on medicines and medical devices are improving access to healthcare and supporting domestic manufacturing in the sector. With Adarsh, Tilnashi Arzu, Akashvani News, Delhi.
And in sports, British chess prodigy of Indian origin, Bodana Sivanandan has become the youngest player to defeat a former world champion. The 10-year-old achieved this by pulling off a stunning win against Ukraine's former women's champion, Grandmaster Maria Muzichuk, at the European Club Cup in Greece. In July, Ms. Sivanandan had achieved the status of the youngest chess player to earn a women grandmaster nom. And with that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.